Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts. Mm-mm.
You anything but love,
baby.
That's the only thing I got plenty of,
baby.
Dream a while, scheme a while, woody booty boo. You'd be pretty sure to find happiness, happiness, beauty, pussy, pussy, voodoo. Things you've been finding about, baby. Gee, I'd like to say you're looking swell, baby. Mm-mm. Prophylactics, Woolworths never sell, baby. From that lucky day. But love.
Forgive me.
was lost then. Today it's replenished, but it was you who cleaned up my mess. Down your hair, down your hair, Rapunzel, Rapunzel.
All right, nice job. That was Tom Tom Club with their great 1981 single, Genius of Love. And I can't figure out which Mariah Carey song, Fantasy, that was the song that where she grabbed a sample from that song. Some of you might, you Philistines, will know it from that song, but those of us who are cool know it from Tom Tom Club. Before that, we heard from New York City, Passion Pit. They have a new EP out. It's called Chunk of Change, and that song was called Cuddle Fuddle. And at the top, The Molestics, from their album Tropic of Hokum. I believe that came out in 1995. It included a pretzel in the CD jewel case. It was revolutionary for its time. The song, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. A play on, I think, I don't know, it was Billie Holiday that sang I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Anyways, I was very sad to have missed an appearance by the Molestics lead singer and the Molestics themselves last Sunday night. They played at Slickety Jim's on Main Street as part of the launch for a book that Mike Surrett, the lead singer, has written called Confessions of a Local Celebrity, his rags to no rags story. Looks very funny. Mike Surrett is a very funny guy. It was always fun going to Molestic shows because the music is great, but also just the interest between song banter was always hilarious. And a friend of mine from Edmonton actually published that book, Raymond Biesinger, whom you may know from the Vertical Struts. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin's Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Peep Show, Friday, George Leach, Michael Bernard Fitzgerald, and Sherry Ryan, and Saturday night, Glory Days, featuring The Good News and DJs Skeet Skeet from L.A. and Neil Hillbrand from, I think he lives downtown. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. So as you may have gleaned from the first few songs I played today, I kind of broke down, kind of doing a Valentine's Day show. I am not a big fan of Valentine's Day. I'm not a not fan, you know. I just, it's kind of a whatever holiday as far as I'm concerned. Every day is Valentine's Day in the Donuts household. I've been busy this week, kind of lazy, so I decided to create a love-themed show because it's that easy. So we're going to hear, let's see, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear some girl group, girl pop. We're going to hear some Magnetic Fields, some weird love songs, some pretty love songs. Really a mixed bag here today on the Donuts Show. Let's get back to it. This past Thursday, I mean, for the several weeks, I was hyping a musical written and performed, at least instrumentally, by Nick Hrvacek from the bands Piano and No Kids. I really talked about it quite a lot. You're probably sick of hearing about it. But this is the last time I'm going to mention it, because I bought the original cast recording at the show. So we're going to hear a track from In the Yard Having Fun. The song is called Pearl Divers, and it's a love song between a character played by Ty Runyon, essentially the Nick stand-in. I think everyone kind of saw that he was the author's mouthpiece there. Ty Runyon is a film actor. You may have seen him in Snakes on a Plane and on The L Word and other things. He was also in a famous Vancouver local band called Beans. They played at the Sugar Refinery for 48 hours straight. It's their kind of big claim to fame. So he is going to be singing to this woman from the character's name is Nadelle, and she's played by a woman from San Francisco who's known as Cryptize or something. I don't know anything about her, but they both gave lovely performances last Thursday. So we're going to hear the song Pearl Divers, and he's a prisoner, wrongfully convicted, maybe. He's on laundry detail with this kind of daydreaming, slightly unhappy, you know, with her station in life, laundress at the prison. So, you know, intrigue ensues. And after that, we're going to hear a piano song that is particularly appropriate for today's theme. Okay, here we go. Ty Runyon and Nadelle from In the Yard Having Fun.
I could have been a limo driver.
I could have been a pearl diver.
But I could very well be, baby, the one you love the best.
Wait and see.
Wait and see.
We could have been two runaways
with swaying palm trees to fill our days, but nothing stopping us, baby, from waltzing round the room, you and me,
you.
Boulevard in our antique cars,
Very pretty stuff. That was Piano from their album Brigadoon, the song Light of Love. And before that, a track from the In the Yard Having Fun original cast recording. So coming up, I'm going to do a bit of a juxtaposition. I love the Shangri-Las, girl group from the 60s, kind of tough, streetwise, as they say. They had tons of great songs. And in the 70s, a punk band sort of appropriated a couple of things from the Shangri-Las, so I kind of wanted to do this for a while. So I'm just going to play a couple of songs by the Shangri-Las and a couple of the songs that sort of appropriated parts of it. And it's a nice compare and contrast. How about that? I expect a report by 1 o'clock. So let's get to it. Here are the Shangri-Las with the song Give 'Em a Great Big Kiss, and then some New York Dolls, and then we're going to hear some Damned, and then a little bit of Shangri-Las again. We don't all need to hear Leader of the Pack one more time on this show, but we'll just play a little bit of it so you get the hang of it. Give them a great big kiss, though. We've always got time for that song. Here we go. Here are the Shangri-Las from 1965. No! Yeah. Sorry. Here we are, the Shangri-Las from 1965.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. I'm looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I've been trying. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You go to church, I bet you will not be alone. When I
I'm looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house, they'll shoot up in your room. Most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with gloom. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're always looking at me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no sex. I know I've been howling on streets all night long, just looking for a kiss. Just looking for a kiss.
Is she really going out with him?
Like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I've got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange, oh why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great. Oh, oh, oh. I better go, or it'll be too late.
Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Uh-uh.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
Oh, Betty. Poor Betty.
you're listening to the Shangri-Las, Leader of the Pack, from their first album, Leader of the Pack, in 1964. Before that, we heard The Damned from their debut album, Damn, Damn, Damned. And you'll notice both songs start with, is he really going out with her, or is she really going out with him? Before that, we heard The New York Dolls from their self-titled album, the song Looking for a Kiss. And before that, The Shangri-Las from their 1965, Give Him a Great Big Kiss. Compare and contrast, compare and contrast. show listings, that's what I do at 3:30 here on Dunkin' Donuts. Tomorrow night, the Murder City Devils, back from the dead, playing with Past Live at the Commodore. On the 14th, Vancouver Matters, which is a book, a collection of essays about Vancouver design and architecture and things like that. Is having its book launch at the Charles Scott Gallery at Emily Carr. And the book was designed by Laurie Kiesling, who used to be the art director here at Discorder, Krista Min, who had a show for a long time and was the longtime production manager at Discorder, contributed one of the essays. Also, Lindsay Sung, former Discorder editor, wrote another essay. So there's a great, strong CITR connection to Vancouver Matters, and it's a pretty cool book. So if you're down at Granville Island on Saturday, you should stop by. Saturday night, the Good News are at the Biltmore. I need to turn this down. It's too distracting. I know it's not distracting for you, maybe, but for me it is. The Good News is at the Biltmore on the 14th. Also on the 14th, Dancing in Our Debt. It's sort of a experimental show. It's going to be happening in ATMs around the downtown east side. So at 9 o'clock at Kamloops and Hastings, Collapsing Opposites are playing with Search Parties and Buffalo Swans. 40 minutes later at Kamloops and Hastings as well, Chris Horrific is playing with Golden Touch and James Younger. And at 10:15 at Nanaimo and Hastings, the Barcelona Chair, Malcolm Jacks, and Stefana Fratilla. And then there's an after show with Zombie Pistolero and his guns, Search Parties and Great, 2000 at 1814 Pandora. So check that out. I don't know really. I guess if you Google Dancing in Our Debt, you might find it. I found this from a blog called From Blown Speakers, a local music blog that is very good and you should read continuously. I'll also put up details on the Dunkin' Donuts blog. Continuing with show listings. On the 15th, Rock for Insight 2 is happening at the Railway Club. The Pack AD, as far as I know, is the headliner, but there's about 15 other bands. It's going to be a great evening for a great cause. On the 17th, Cool Keith is at Richards. On the 18th, Day Month Year, is that how you pronounce this band? D-D-M-M-Y-Y-Y-Y, are playing with Sylvie and Twin Crystals at the Biltmore. From the 18th to the 20th, Your Hit Parade is a music festival happening at Vivo Media Arts on Main Street. On the 19th, the Creaking Planks are playing with the Wintermits and Ball Gag and Chain Gang at the Railway Club. On the 19th, Helio Sequence is playing at the Biltmore. On the 20th, AC Newman is playing with Dent May and his magnificent ukulele at the Biltmore. On the 21st, Pierced Arrows from Portland or nearby are playing with the Manipulators and the Vicious Cycles at the Railway Club. That show is going to be crazy. I'm going to get there very early. Come say hi if you're also getting there early to make sure you get a good seat. On the 27th, Anthony and the Johnsons is playing at the Vogue. And on the 28th, Hard Feelings are playing with Defectors, Beelines, and the Parallels at the Peanut Gallery. Later into, going into March, Fanshawe is playing with Romok, Lost Lovers, and Sweet Potatoes at Little Mountain Studios. That's on the 7th. Also that night, Lady Hawk and Adelaide are at the Biltmore. The next day at the Biltmore is Swap Meet 2. I might have told you about this swap meet that happened a few months ago, and it was fantastic. There were bands playing. It was on Sunday afternoon, people hawking their wares, pulled pork sandwiches, just sort of an ideal way to see a show with, you know, in the afternoon. Don't have to wake up tired the next day. Pulled pork sandwiches, delicious. In mid-March, on the 13th and 14th, the Sadies have a two-night stand at the Biltmore. Julie Dwarren is opening the first night. Rich Hope is playing the second. Ariel Pink is at the Media Club on the 21st. Jizza is at the Commodore on the 24th. Bonnie Prince Billy is, that kind of collapsed. At the Commodore, he's at the Vogue Theater on the 25th. And Mira has just announced a show. I believe it's on the 18th. Let me double check that. I should have had that worked out. You guys deserve better than this. Where is it now? Because Mira's coming to town and because Bonnie Prince Billy is coming to town, we're going to hear a few songs from them. Bonnie Prince Billy, yeah, we got that. And Mira is playing April 3rd, a Friday night at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets go on sale on the 19th. Get on it. She's always a great performer. So we're going to hear a Palace Brothers song, Palace Music song, from Will Oldham's classic Viva Las Blues album. The song is called New Partner. Kind of appropriate for the ongoing Valentine's Day love theme of today's show. After that, we're going to hear some Bon Iver with his song Skinny Love, and then some Mira from my favorite album by Mira, Advisory Committee. So let's give that a listen. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is she really going out?
Oh, damn it. Okay, let's try that again. Here is Palace Music with New Partner.
There's a black tinted sunset with the prettiest of skies. Lay back, rest your head on my thighs. There is some awful action that just breathes from my hand, just breaths from a deed so exquisitely grand. And you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind. Special action with motives unclear. Now you'll haunt me till I've paid for what I've done. It's a payment which precludes the having of fun. And you're always on my mind. And you're always on my mind. And you're faster, we're ready to go. There's a skirt in the bedroom that's pleasantly low, and the loons on the moor, oh, the fish in the flow. And my friends still will whisper hello. We all know what we know. It's a hard swap to mow when you think like a hermit. You forget what you know, and you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind.
I got a new partner riding with me. staring at the sacred wall across from you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mira from her, I believe, 2001 now, a long time ago now, her 2001 album Advisory Committee, and that was the title track. Before that, we heard Skinny Love by Bon Iver, and before that, some Palace Music with the song New Partner. Okay. Been a bit of a hectic day. Thanks for staying tuned. So we're running out of time. I've got, I wanted to play lots of stuff for you nice people, but I think I'm not going to be able to play it all. So we're going to cut to the chase, some Magnetic Fields. I'd say the best love songs written in the last 50 years, Magnetic Fields. Stephen Merritt writes the best love songs. I'm convinced of it. So we're going to hear a track off of the most essential Magnetic Fields, as far as I'm concerned, 69 Love Songs, the song Epitaph for My Heart. And then we're going to hear a couple of tracks from his most recent albums, I and Distortion, if we have time. I think we'll have time. So here is Epitaph for My Heart from Magnetic Fields. Go.
Caution, caution, caution to prevent electric shock. Serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel. Let this be the epitaph for my heart. Cupid put too much poison in the dark. This is the epitaph for my heart.
Flash your friends a CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
like a kitten up a tree. Needs a fireman to rescue it.
I've been waiting for that. I thought that came up earlier in the song, but it took a long time to get there. So you're listening right now to the Magnetic Fields from their last album, Distortion. The song, Three Way, great sentiment for some of us on some of you on Valentine's Day, you perverts. Before that, we heard If There Is Such a Thing as Love from the album I by the Magnetic Fields. And at the top, Epitaph for My Heart from 69 Love Songs. Coming up, Marielle Kay with We All Fall Down. She's giggling in the background. He promises great things. I think another great show, Valentine's Day show for you too.
Emo edition.
Emo edition. So much more dramatic and great. After that, we're going to hear, you'll hear Robin M. with Ink Studs and Mary Eve with The French Connection. It's going to be a great afternoon here on CITR. Stay tuned. So that's going to wrap us up for this week. The special Valentine's Day edition of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for staying tuned. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca or check out the Dunkin' Donuts blog at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I'm going to close out with a song by a singer from the 60s. She was a protege. I know she was affiliated with James Brown somehow. And her name is Anna King, and the album is called Back to Soul. And we're going to listen to Nighttime is the Right Time. And I got to say, I think Anna King is the best. And I love Anna King very dearly. And that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Smooth.
You know the night time is the right time to be with the one you love. Now, oh babe, you know I love you all the time. Say you'll be mine. You know the night time. Oh, yes, it is.
Tell her how you've been.